Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Yerushalmi daf Chaf Beis, and we are on the top of Chaf Beis and Aleph. Remember, we had a daf here that already came up in Maseches Pesachim and elsewhere relating to the Dalet Kosos. How did we get into the Dalet Kosos? Because remember the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, B'Shlosh Shaprakim, or the second Mishnah said, with a certain type of kupos, the boxes. We have three boxes that we put it into every time we take it out of the Lishka. What size are those boxes? So we relate this, or actually here, it talks about the size of the boxes of three sa'ah, and the Mishnah in Shabbos of Mefanin says, that also talks about boxes, but it's nondescript, not a specific size. So you learn from our Mishnah to be Megala and shed light on that Mishnah. So once we're talking about certain sources that shed light on other sources, so the same thing with the Kosos. The Mishnah says in Shabbos that one has to carry, motzi yayin, if you carry out wine, we spoke about the malacha of hotzah. I forgot to mention last year, and I forgot to bring it again this time. If you look in the Gilyoni HaShas, the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Beis, he talks about how hotzah maybe is exactly lahefech. He quotes sources that it's not a malacha geruah, it's the highest level of malacha. And you can look there in the Rabbi Yosef Engel on Daf Beis and Shabbos. Okay. We said, how do you know what size of the kos is? So we spoke about fork dalet kosos is revias yayin hoitalki. So we got into the dalet kosos through that, and we mentioned a number of yisodos in terms of drinking them all together and the color of the wine and yayin mevushal one is yotze with. And then we ended off with a story about Yehuda Bar Eloi that there was a woman that saw him and his face was shining, and she said, "Well, one of three things: either you have been through, either you are a swine seller, or you are a ribis taker, or you are an alcoholic. One of those three." And he says, "You're wrong on all three accounts, but ulfini shchiachli. Learning makes me shine." Karbonaida says, "Tamudi matsui biadi." So it's not his emphasis. It's not even just that the learning makes me shine. The learning is with me. Matsui biadi. It feels good to keep the learning and have it. And not just the learn, but to have it in one's, as it says, munach bakis, as we know. Matzilo, or he says in the next day of the Makarbanaida, Matzilo lechadesh dvarim batorah, v'hei me'ir in panav. The chidushim in Torah. Chidushim in Torah makes one shine. Always important to review and to have it, right? So maybe it's two different emphases of the 2 days of the Makarbanaida. Either I matsui biyadi. How does it be matsui biyadi? That's only if you review it over and over and over again. That's when it's matsui biyado. And the other day is that the chidushim. So it's kind of two opposite days, but the review and the new, both of those are needed for the shine. Maybe in this context, it's good to quote the Eglei Tal, which we haven't quoted in a while. But again, in the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal, he discusses the idea that some people think and make a mistake about the ultimate level of Liman HaTorah Lishma. And he says, I have heard people say, this is in the third paragraph, the first paragraph of the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal, that's where he talks about, I'm ill and I can't give shir anymore, or the Sacha Sheva Rebbe, so the only way I can still teach is by writing. So that's why I'm writing the Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, the Eglei Tal. And then later on, that's where he talks about, Umide Dabri Zohar Ezkor, Masha Shamati Ksas Bnei Adam Torah Miderech HaSeichel. I've heard people turn off and make a mistake from the logical way. Binyan lima Torah Hakadosha v'amru ki alomi nubachadish chidushim v'sameach umisane bilimudo. As we just saw, if somebody learns that is bachadish and he enjoys it, ein zel lima Torah kol kach lishma. That's not the highest level. That's not lishma. Kemo imhayalomi bipshitus shein lomi alibud shum tainug v'urak l'shem mitzvah. The highest level, these toim says the Eglei Tal, is what they learn. I don't enjoy it at all. I'm doing this purely for Hashem told me that I have to do it. But no matter, if I could do anything else in life, I would do anything else. But Hashem told me to do it, so I'm going to do it. Aval halomi gumisani bilimudo, hari misari bilimudo gamana zatzmo. Personal hana, and that's not such a high level. Ube emes, says the Eglei Tal, zetos mefursam. That is a open mistake. V'yadaraba, kizehu iker mitzvos limud haTorah, liosus v'sameach. Umisaneg bilimudo. V'oz divrei Torah nivlain bedamo. If you enjoy it, it goes into your blood. And I would add, exactly what our Gemara says, and it makes your face shine. Right? It becomes part of you. Umeachar shenenemi divrei Torah hu nasa dovuk la Torah. Right? No other mitzvahs do that. Talmud Torah does it, and that's why we mentioned Rav Minahar in the Dharam Daf Mem Ches, the principle of Mitzvot Zavlehenos Nimnu does not apply to Talmud to Torah, because Torah defines and shapes a person. That's the Rambam also in Hilchos Malachim, that Torah and Shabbos are the only two mitzvahs that a non-Jew is not allowed to participate in, and the Rambam's Lashon is, because that those two define a person and would be even create a new religion. If one is involved in that. So that's what he talks about here. And I think that that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloy and these other Amoraim teach us, because there is Nivla Bidamam. And if it's Nivla Bidamam, that makes them shine. And that's the Simcha in Talmud Torah and being connected to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar story. And this was also quoted. The next, couple of lines also. We've had this in Yerushalmi before. This whole daf, we've had somewhere different parts together, but not straight, but you'll see some of it will be familiar. Rabbi Yevo, Asi Litzferia. Rabbi Yevo came to Tveria. Chamuni Talmudei de Rabbi Yochanan. The students of Rabbi Yochanan was the Rav of Tveria, as we know, the Rav of the whole area. And there was the students, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yevo, Apuinu Horin, his face was shining. Amrin Kumei Rabbi Yochanan. They came to tell Rabbi Yochanan, Ashkach Rabbi Yevo, Sima. We think Rabbi Yevo found the treasure. He must have had the treasure. His face is shining. Also lagabe. And in the other version that we had, Rabbi Yochanan answered the students, I bet he has some chiddush in Torah. Here we don't have that line, but it's the same story. Also lagabe, amar lei, my arya chadashamis. He just asked him, new? Tell me the new chiddush that you came up with. Amar lei, tosefta atika. I found a old tosefta. I found an old version, right? I have a new sefer, an old version of the Tosefta, and that has made me shine. Kara ale chachmas adam ta'ir panav. The chachma of a person ta'ir panav makes his face shine. Again, there's a shining face from the story from before, made it sound like mom is shining. Like, so the woman said, you have to be one of these. Does it literally have to mean shining, or it just means a certain type of, shining can mean a status, a crown, right? We know there's three crowns. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Keser Torah, Keser Kehuna, and Keser Malchus. So is that a literal crown on a person, but it's a status. It's a status. Kehuna and Malchus and Torah, that's a crown, right? And Keser Shem Tov is Olal Gabayan. So clearly, right, all of those are statuses. So that could be the same idea here. The status of a Lomei Torah affects the person. Amar Rabbi Chanan. We continue. Luga, getting back to the measurements of the Dalet Kosos. As we saw last time, the two extra measurements that apply to Dalet Kosos that don't apply to any other Koshal Bracha, or the whole Kos, or Rov of the Kos, or Revius, as we've seen. Hu Chanan, Luga Daraisa, the Lug of the Din Daraisa, Tumunta Atika, that measurement of Lug, of the Torah, is Tumunta Atika Demurias Adesipori. It's the size of the measuring, the ancient measuring cup that they use to measure fish fat in Sipori. And Sipori is up north by Tveria. So that's what he says. That was more familiar. Rav Chanan said, it's that size. That's the size of a Lug, according to Torah laws. Omer Biona, the Chakam Nalei, and I'm familiar with it, the base Rabbi Yanai, I have a mechilin beit vash. We change that to base Rabbi Yanai. They used to use this for honey, to measure honey in. Tani, chati shminis tavranis yeshana, switch the test and the tough. It's the, half of the eighth of the old tavranis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hadadi danavi. It's the same measurements that we use. V'loma kari le'atika, why was it called atika? Min begin dahave biyome, if it was in his time. Why is it called ancient? Why is it called old? Is the Amri to have a Zira Varavas? They still have it, but it's not exactly the same. It was smaller and they increased it. The Is the Amri to Zira Veloazaras Kumada Havis. Or maybe they made it smaller, but it wasn't as small as it was, and therefore it's not exactly the same. So they're using the same type of measure, but it's not exactly the same measure. That's why they said it's an old one, and it's not the one that is commonly used. Good. Kamahu shi'urin shalkos. So, what's another way of measuring the cup of how much you need? Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yudim ben Pazi. Rabbi Yossi bar Bibin, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel. Etzba'im al rum etzba u'mechza v'shlish etzba. Different types of measurements are given. Here, this is given in fingers. Finger breaths. 2 by 2 by 1 and a half and a third. putting that all together. That's the measure of a kos of a revius. That's the measure. How do you put this all together with some of the other measurements that are given? Sometimes Chazal give volume. Sometimes they give weight. Putting it all together, the tzlach, he's the one that's quoted in these sugyas. The tzlach, the Nodi Yehuda, says at the end of Psachim, he's the one that changed all the shiurim. He's the one that changed all the shiurim. The tzlach at the end of Psachim says, this is Kuf Yutes, Hova chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, ubalayla zet sarichin le'echol kezayis matzah, because tonight, right, when do we worry about shiurim the most? When do we think about shiurim? Right, nobody focuses on eating kezayis of challah, you know, every Shabbos, even though we have to eat kezayis of challah, but nobody focuses because maybe it's easy to eat challah, or you're not focused, but maybe because matzah is mitzvah daraisa. But Pesach is about, you know, measurements. I mean, some of it. So we have to eat a kezayis. V'chein mamar v'lishos ben arba kosos revius shel Torah. Sarach ani levarer shir hakezayis v'shir harevius mashaola ledaiti, says the Nodi Yehuda. Let me explain. It's amazing. Nobody has such a yisod. Let me explain what the shirim are. What about the 300 people, the rabbanim that lived like right before him? Nobody felt the need to make any changes. But he says, Torah, Yivlumanani Sarach. I look around, I read all the sources, and I think there's gotta be a major change here. Masha'ola l'dayti shenis barali b'mofis shu shalok kederi ha'shulchan aruch. I don't know. I think I'm looking around at my mitzias, and it's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Ki be'emes mavur b'shulchan aruch shashir kezayis uchatzi beitza. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. A kezayis is half a beitza. Right? Two kezayisim is an egg. Uba amnam l'fishin is barali api medida. I checked. I went into my kitchen. I have eggs and I have olives. Doesn't work out. Right, I checked by measuring. I think our eggs are half the old eggs. I think the old eggs are double the size. And I think, therefore, that it has to be what we call four kezayisim is the kezayis. Right? It says in the Shulchan Aruch, two olives are an egg. But all of a sudden, the tzlach says you got to double it. Right? Because I think our eggs are half the eggs, the earlier eggs, and therefore you gotta double it. The Al-Karchach, and he says, he goes through some of the measurements of challah and mikvah, and putting all of this together. The Al-Karchach shenishtane bizmanenu. Something changed in our day. Oshaha al-gudolim nizgadlu. Either we have bigger fingers, right? Because here he puts this measurements. Vehem agdolim yoser meha gudolim shayib meha tanoim. Either our thumbs are bigger than the thumbs of the tanoim. Osha beitzim niskatnu, or the eggs got smaller. Vehema bizmanenu ktanim yashay betanam, or the eggs got smaller. I'd rather say eggs got smaller than fingers got bigger, says the tzlach. Vyadua shatoros olchim umismatim, because you know the doros were getting smaller and smaller. It's not just spiritually niskatnu hadoros. He says niskatnu hadoros physically. Ve'ef shor shagodol shalonu gadol yoter miagudolam shayiv meichach meyashas. V'al karchach, if our fingers didn't get bigger, our eggs must have gotten smaller, and therefore, in one fell swoop of one paragraph, that tzlach doubled all sizes that have to do with kezayis and kebetza v'chulu. That's what it is. That's the tzlach, and the Chazon Ish is machmir for the tzlach. If you look in the Minchas Asher, in the third volume of the Tshuva, Simen Yud Beis, he says that's very hard to accept, and most poskim don't accept that, because after all, why do you think Chazal picked measurements? Right, why in Chazal and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai even pick measurements that are generic and universal? Right, there are measurements of using a certain type of cup, because cups don't last eternally. You know, what are the measurements? Olives and fingers and eggs. Those things don't change. Right, things don't change like that. Okay, you could say sometimes the Rishonim say Nishtanu Ativim, this type of fish was dangerous, this type of fish is not dangerous and it's healthy. Sometimes we have Nishtanu Ativim ideas. But to say that fruit chain, kezayis, kebetza, kegrogoris, kerimon, but all those shirim, how can you just say that it changed? The Talmud of the Nodi Yehuda says his Rebbe had huge hands. So that could be part of the issue here. But, the Tshuva's Me'ava, I think. But anyway, so he says here in Simen Yud Beis and Chelek Gimel, so he quotes from the Tshuva's Hagaonim this point. This is why Chazal use things that are constant. Shabetzim vaperos nimsoim b'chol makom. Ki galui v'yadua lefnei mi shamar v'haya olam. Hashem knew that we'd go into Galus. She Yisrael asidim lispazer b'ne umos. U'mishkalonu midasan shebi me'moshe v'osifo alein v'chulu. Ein nishmarin. V'lachein talu chacham mashir b'peros u'bebetzim shem kayam emechaleis v'ein mishtanim. That's what Shuvas HaGaonim. So that's the Yisod that it can't. L'chara barer. So this applies, now Rav Asher Weiss is talking. Techena davar gam l'gabi shiurei orech shetalu be'ivari ha'adam agodol zeres tefach ama. Right? You can't, but things change over time. But then he says, aye, the chazonish is machmir for the tzlach. But, he continues and quotes some others. Ulamatamech zasek Rav Chaim Noah, liashim inaga olam, das kol poskim luder roseim, das tosas yantif. And he quotes. Okay. Little more, discussion there, but that has to do with these, finger sizes as we have here in the Gemara. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Tani, first wide line. Tani, yavesh kezayis, yavesh, what is dry? That means congealed wine. When wine, we're talking about shirim for wine. What about congealed wine? Kezayis. Kezayis, divir ebinasan. Right? Congealed wine. What about frozen wine? But frozen wine. We made a simcha recently and somebody brought us this, we forgot to serve it, but this thing that is, these wine pops. And it says on it in big letters, Birchaso Shahako. Birchaso Shahako. So wine, when it gets solid, it loses the status of wine. So it's, not so clear. Maybe it is, but then I ask, but most people who eat those ices, wine ices, they suck on it and they're getting juice. They're getting liquid. They're not biting into it. So, it's not like this case. Anyway, so Yavish Kezayis, I'm just leaving that open without, coming to a conclusion. Yavish Kezayis, Devar Ibn Asr. Ibn Asr says, Yavish, if one has congealed wine, Kezayis, the shear is a Kezayis. So Gemara says, Rabbanan the Kesar, Rabbi Yossi Barbi, B'Shem Shmuel, Asr, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nasan, who says congealed wine, has the status of a Kezayis, must follow Rabbi Shimon Shita. Kamad Rabbi Shimon Amar Berivia, just like Rabbi Shimon says elsewhere, that all shiurim, all liquids for carrying out are Revias. Kenam Rabbi Nasan Berivia, it must be that he goes to Rabbi Nasan. Who holds Revias? Why? Lekishi Yikrash Viyabo Kezayis. Because if you have a Kezayis of solid wine, when that liquefies and melts, it'll become a Revias. So Rabbi Nasan is put with Rabbi Shimon. Period. New sugya, but again, one that has come up in the Yerushalmi in the past. Rabbi Sima, and we'll see what this has to do with our sugya, as we will see. We know that there is one of the Avos HaTuma is Nevela. That's the first Tuma that the Rambam talks about in Hilchos, Shar Avos HaTumos. Right? Remember the Rambam structure in Sefer Tahara. He goes from the most Chamur to more Kal. Right? Most Chamur starts off with Tumas Meis. That's the first set of halachas in Sefer Tahara. After that is Para Aduma, because that gets you out of Tumas Meis. So Tumas Meis and Para Aduma. What's the next chomer after that? Tumas Saras. Because Tumas Saras is also Matami Ba'ohel. That's the only one. So that's why, right, and the Mitzorah is Chashev Kemeis, one of the four people that are considered Meis. So that's why Mitzorah is that. Next one. Next, one level down, Mitami, Hilchas Mitami Mishkav Umoshav. Those are those who make something tame without going down. Remember, a zav or a zava, they sit on a chair. The chair becomes an avatuma, right? Not just, doesn't go down. Because an avatuma, that's the next one. They're not matame ba'ohel, but they're matame, they go across, like a mishkav azav. We spoke about the lumdus of that in the past. But that's the next chomer. So we have tumas meis and paraduma, tumas saras, matame mishkav amoshav, and then shara avos atumas. And then the rest of the avos atumas, that's what we're in now. And then after that, tumas ochlin, Kalim and Mikvos, right? It's a totally different structure than Mishnayos, right? This is part of the Rambam's genius in structuring. So the first Tumah that the Rambam talks about in Shar Ovas HaTumas. Well, what's left? After you spoke about Zav and Zava and Tumas Meis, you got to look at the first parak in Kalim. Nevela's a big one. Nevela's the next big one. So the Rambam starts off. Nevela Av Me Ovas HaTumas. Kezayis Mibsara, a Kezayis of the Basar of a Nevela. An animal that died without shechita, mitame adam v'kelim b'maga v'klicheres ba'avir, u'mitame yasa adam b'masa l'tamei begadim k'merkav hazav. Case of a chulin continues. So we know basar of a nevela is mitame. Our gemara for the next daf. What about the blood? What about blood of a nevela? Is the blood of a nevela mitame like the basar of nevela? That's the question. So says the gemara. Rav Sima b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi ma'isa b'pirdas Rabbi shemesa. There was a mule of Rebbe, Pirda Rebbe, Shemesa, that died, V'tiharu as Dama Mishum Nevela. And they said the blood was Tahar. They said the blood was Tahar. What was unclear, and the Mefarshim here on the page give different deos, What was unclear was why did they say it was tahar? Is it because blood of all nevela is tahar? Doesn't matter how much you have? Doesn't matter. Blood is not like basar. Basar of nevela is metame, but blood is not. Blood is different. Or they said it was tame, it was tahar because there wasn't enough of it. If there would have been enough of it, it would have been tame. Would have been mitame. It's just there wasn't enough of it. Right, that's the, so if you look in the Karban Eidah says, Shelo hayabo revius, v'kol she'ena revius, and if it doesn't have a revius, l'kashiyikrash, when it gets harder, right, that's the connection to the previous Gemara, lo yebo kazayas, it wouldn't be a kazayas, v'yemo b'tumas tevelo, you need kazayas, and the less of a revius of liquid won't be a kazayas. You look at the Tiklan Chadatin just says, Amar lastam, right, they say, he said tor, v'lo pirish. They didn't explain whether im ad revius, it was only tar because he didn't have a revius, or afila revius. Even revius would be tar because dam is not like basar. So that was the story. It's a story with Rebbe that they said that the blood was tar. Vishal, Rebbe Lazar es Rebbe Simon, ad kama. Rebbe Lazar es Rebbe Simon. No, I don't understand the story. Ad kama. Like, how much did they say tar? Did they allow, like, even beyond revius? Velo ashkech bei? Rebbe Simon didn't answer him. Vishal Le, skip the next two letters, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Lazar went to ask Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Farmer Le, and he answered, Ad Revius Tar, Yosef Mikan Tame. He answered, and basically said, Dam of Nevela is Metame. It's like Basar. But here, they didn't have enough. After Rabbi Shua ben Levi gave that answer to Rabbi Lazar looks at the first one he asked, first rabbi, and was upset. Why didn't he give me an answer? You must have known this answer. Uba'ash, change the test to a shin. Uba'ash, l'Rebbe Lazar, ad delo achzer, l'Rebbe Simon Shmaitza. He was upset at him. End of story. It doesn't say why he didn't give him an answer. Did he not know? Was he in the middle of something? But now we'll get to a different, similar story. Rav Biba, have Yasiv, Masnu, Bahadin Uvda. Rav Biba was reviewing this story about, Beis Rebbe and the blood of the Preda. Amalei Rebbe Yislav Bar Bisna, ad revius tor, yosimi kan tamei. So he said, is that the rule up until revius? And he said tar because it was only less than a revius was found. But if he found more, would it be tamei? He was asking him, ubaat bay. And he like said, no, I don't want to talk to you now. Ubaat bay. And he was like, literally, ba means to kick. Doesn't mean kick literally, but baat bay. So you had the, tiklan chadatin, dachuhu. He pushed him away. Shalo ratzal ashivo. He didn't want to answer him. Velo nagu boba covered. He didn't act covetic to him. So Amalei Reb Zrika, a different rabbi was there, and he said, excuse me, Amalei Reb Zrika, begin to shalacha v'ad badbe, because he asked you a question, you're bo'et in him? He asked you a question. What's so difficult? He didn't like the question? You don't answer him? Like, what were you so upset about? Amalei, begin to lo haviz daiti be, ba'itna be. I wasn't focused, right? My das wasn't on me. As we're going to see, he had anxiety about where he's getting his next meal from, right? When somebody doesn't have shalvas hanefesh in terms of that, so then sometimes they're not held accountable, and he was just wasn't focused. You know, sometimes there are other Gemaras that talk about not focused for other reasons, and maybe you can't blame them either. This one is a I don't know if it's a positive, but it's an interesting. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos by Peites, by Maimon Har Sinai. So in the sugi is the Maimon Har Sinai, Peches. Peches Amad Aleph. The Tztuki. Hahu Tztuki dechazia l'Rava. There was a Tztuki that said, saw Rava to come ma'ayin b'shmaitza. He was studying, he was analyzing a sugya. V'yasva etz ba'ase dide tutekare. He was sitting on his fingers. He had his hands under his legs, and he was like sitting on them, and he was concentrating so hard, and maybe like pushing down, v'kamayitz behu, v'kamavana etzbase dama, and there was like blood coming out, because he was crushing them, his fingers, Rashi, v'mayitz behu, hayimimachon baraglov, ve'eno mavin mitoch tirda. He was just so involved in the sugi, he didn't realize what he was doing. Amar lei, and the tzuki says, what are you doing? Ama peziza, dekadmisu pumaychu l'udnaychu. You put your mouth in front of your ears. What is that? Nasa v'nishma. Right? Nasa v'nishma. We put our mouths, we said it before we even knew. Akati b'chazu saichu kamaisu. You're still doing the same thing. Bereshi b'alechol l'mishmei, First, you should have heard, imatisu kablisu vilolo kablisu. Right? You should have listened first. You should have said nishma v'nasa. And you're still doing the same thing. What's the connection between Rava? And Rava is not focusing. He's just so focused on being an Eved Hashem and being focused on the Dvar Hashem. That was Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma, it was clear to us. The mashal of Rav Bunim that we've quoted Shavuos time, that the question of how is it that Bnei Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma in plural, right? E'esev eshma. That I could have understood. I'll do it. I'll do it as, how do I know what the other person was thinking? Nasa v'nishma, how could I answer for you? So he gives the mashal of the group of people that were in jail, and all of a sudden one day the warden decided, you know, I'm not bringing any water today. One day, 2 day, 3 day, a week, 2 weeks, 2 weeks without water. They're parched. All of a sudden, one day he comes in with a huge thing of water and says, who wants water? What do they say? I would love some. I'm not sure about my friends. I have no idea. No, of course. It's so clear. But yes, we want water. We need water. He says, that's Nasa v'nishma. It was so clear. Nasa v'nishma. It wasn't any other ein breira, so to speak. The highest level of bechira is to reach the level that you don't have bechira, so to speak. That's Nasa v'nishma. So that's what the Stuki couldn't understand with Rava. That he was acting without even focusing on we're not saying that this is, something that we should all be involved in. We're talking about, Rava. Rava is the most, quoted, Amora in Shas. Amar Lei, Anan, so he answered him, Anan, disagina b'shleimuse. Right? We're going b'tmimus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv ban tumas yisharim tanchem. Hanach, didn't she disagina? Oh, you saw, okay, that's the Gemara in Shabbos in the Bavli Daf. Peches, where the focus is that he's totally involved in his learning. So here, again, in a different sense, he wasn't focused because he was in anxious. So, but again, both of them, they weren't held accountable, so to speak, for their actions. Where did we see that if somebody is in this type of state? The Amar Reb Chanan, v'hayu l'chayecha tzulun l'cha mineged, Parshas Kisavo. Your life will be hanging for you in the balance. That's somebody who has to buy from year to year. He gets support from 1 year. He has no idea whether he's going to have enough for next year. What is the next phrase? That's even worse. Hasidki is a merchant that sells things by the month, by less than a year. Velo tamin b'chayecha, the next phrase, says shalokeach min apalta, somebody who takes from the baker, from daily, he has to go get his bread, and he has nothing in the cupboard, right? He has no idea whether he's going to have anything tomorrow. Va'ana samich na'palter. And he says, Rev, in this, who didn't answer? Rev, the Rav that was bo'et, Rev Zrika said to him, Rev Biba was sitting, and he was learning this, and Rav Yitzchak said to him, and then he didn't answer him. So he says, I'm so mechal apalter, and therefore, you can't blame me. I don't even know where my next meal is going to come from, so I'm just, I'm not so calm. Again, we're talking about one of the great Amoran. Good. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to learn this message early, even if it's only every day, you know, you can still turn to me and have faith, right? That's what the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked him in Yuma Daf Ayin Vav. Yuma Ayin Vav. How do you remember this Gemara? You have to remember what Masech that is. Ooh, wow, what a Gemara. So I remember it. Ooh. Shol Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Mibrei Ma'alo Yarad Lahem Li Yisrael Mon Palachat Bashana. Why didn't the month fall once a year? Once a year. The month had to fall every single day? Yeah, because Hashem wanted you to think about him every single day. Hashem wanted you to have eyes up and not just once a year. Right, emshel lachem mashal, mashal amad avadome, lamelech basar vadam, sheish lo ben echad, pasuk lamazonosa b'machaz bashana, if the king gives an allowance to the child, enough for the year, I'll see him next year. V'lo avi makbel p'nei aviv elapam machaz bashana. Amadu pasuk lamazonosa b'chol yom, v'yem makbel p'nei aviv kol yom. Af Yisrael, mishiyesh lo arba v'chamisha banim, hayadoeg v'omer, shema lo yerid man l'machar. V'nimsu kulam esim arav, nimsu kulam mechavnim eslibam, lavim shiva shamayim. Right, the man taught us, if you buy from the palter, you know, that's the focus. It doesn't mean it's a good thing that to be in that state, but that is that's why he was saying that he didn't answer him. Ma'u kadun, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Let's get back to our sugya. The dam of an avela, is it not mitame at all? Or do we say that it's just, there wasn't enough of a shear? Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora, so Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora gave testimony, al dam navela shutar, Right? Tar sounds like tar, period. Meaning it's not like the basar. Basar and nevelas metame. Dam nevelas tar. Says the Gemara, maybe tar there doesn't mean tahar. Ma tahar, maybe tar is litar min abasar. Maybe tar there means it's not machshir. Remember, dam is one of the seven liquids that are machshir la ochlin, but only blood that comes out by the shechita. But maybe other dam is not machshir. Maybe that's what the word tar there means. Ma tar, litar min abasar, hechshir. Halitame, atamatame, maybe it is batame. Maybe it is batame. So therefore we should hold that. So the Gemara said, no, let's try another Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Machshirin that we can learn from, but we'll stop here, Taman Tanina, and we'll come up with this Mishnah in Machshirin next time as we continue talking about getting back to the issues of Shkalim in the next Mishnah.